So welcome, sweetheart. Sweetheart. Flowering nectar, heart. Welcome here in this place. Welcome now at this time with the early spring bird song outside and the still with a chill in the wind but a brightness in between the clouds. Knowing that we are surrounded by on all sides our daffodil friends and our crocuses. And our deeply rooted trees here. Creating such a field of safety and holding. Some kind of ancient and simple wisdom that holds you right now in this place for your dream song. And this is your practice. To really practice to receive with every inhalation, receiving, nourishing, nurturing, taking it in, breathing it in, welcoming. With every exhalation, letting go, shedding a skin, being welcomed. With every inhalation, welcoming and receiving and letting it in, and with every exhalation, letting it go, letting it fall away and being welcomed by the earth. Feeling where each heavy bone lies on your sheepskin. Feeling each bone become even more heavy than it already is. Feeling each muscle and face and torso and limbs. Just expanding slightly, melting slightly off the bone. Where the fascia and ligament and sinew just rests, and where the breath graces you in and graces the world out, and the wind and the sunshine creating an exquisite alchemy all around us. Dancing with the leaves and the birds and the daffodils. And lying at the foot of your tree of life, feeling that your roots are deep and your roots are strong. And whatever comes, there's no need to be afraid. Especially when fear comes, there's no need to be afraid of it. Like in Rumi's house, guest house, welcoming the fear, welcoming the sorrow, welcoming the joy and the song and the belonging. Not needing to push any of it away, just allowing it to be. And as you lie at the foot of your tree of life, it's almost as if the bed of leaves that you lie upon are made of every colour of the rainbow. And there's a tenderness, a sweetness, and a mystery to the rainbow below you. Like this web of life is made of light through a prism, and that light through a prism is holding you in its safe net as you lie and relax into it. And as that white light splits into its colours, you can feel the grace of that rainbow all the way over in your left hand, at the tip of your little finger, and at the tip of your ring finger, and your middle finger, and your forefinger, and the thumb of your left hand. And in the palm of your left hand, it's as if you're holding that prism, the rainbow light that sheds its wisdom and its mystery through the whole of the left hand and up the forearm and the elbow and the upper arm and the left shoulder, through the left collarbone, and right there resting in the center of your heart, breathing in the rainbow light. And as you sense the whole of your left arm, you feel, this is my rainbow body arm. And there's nothing to be afraid of, to welcome the light in. And as you rest into the heart space, all the colours of the rainbow spiral there, gently and slowly dancing in the prism of your heart. That rainbow light fills the whole of the right shoulder and the forearm, the upper arm, the elbow and the forearm. And also the wrist, the back of the hand and the palm of the hand. That white light that splits into all the colours of the rainbow, touching the thumb and the forefinger, the middle finger, ring finger and little finger, whole of the right arm, glowing. And in the centre of your throat, prism of coloured light, the truth of your expression, the opening of your voice, the chanting of your medicine song, glowing there, and up through chin and lower lip and upper lip and nostrils, and tip of the nose, right cheekbone and left cheekbone, and left eyelid and right eye socket and left eye socket, left eyebrow, right eyebrow, whole of the forehead glowing, the sharpness of the centre in the eyebrow centre, that third eye that sees through, sees the mystery, sees the colour and the sharpness of the white light, both. You are both white light and colour at the same time. Whole of the scalp and down the back of the shoulder blades where your rainbow wings unfold. where your rainbow wings unfold and expand to hold you in the bed of the web of life below you. And each spine, each vertebrae of your spine lighting up with rainbow light as we come down through the organs and the digestive tract, through kidneys, liver, gallbladder, navel, into the basin of your pelvis, your womb palace, the wisdom of the rainbow body, of your yoni shakti energy spiraling in your womb, and your yoni resting there, feeling the cycles of the rainbow as they move round from red through to blue and back again. The intelligence of the web of life, giving and receiving in perfect balance. In your left hip, rainbow light through the large bones in your legs and your kneecap and the soft place behind your knee, shin and ankle, top of the foot, sole of the foot, and each toe in turn, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Colours glistening, the rainbow body of your left leg, the rainbow hip of your right leg, down thigh and femur, kneecap and soft place at the back of the knee, through shin, ankle, top of the foot, sole of the foot, and all five toes. Twinkling there, waves of light, waves of colour, as if Great Spirit is painting his masterpiece of your spirit. Her masterpiece of your body, with a paintbrush of light, white light, full of colour. And welcoming it in with every in-breath. Allowing that rainbow body to resonate with the medicine song of your soul. That now's the time to listen inwards. How would it be to listen inwards to the guidance of your own heart? That there is nothing to seek on the outside, but just to rest. And when fear comes, allow that visitor to be there. In fact, make him a bed and a cup of tea and put the fire on. Welcome, fear, because you are here to teach me, but I won't respond with fear. I'll respond with love.
I respond with love. With love. stop to look inside, for I know there lies wisdom. I hear my rainbow body singing to and I am ready to listen to the song that the soul of my body has to say. I am ready to welcome it all and respond with love. I saw an owl this morning, and she taught me to see in the dark. My owl visitor said, welcome it all. So now open the rainbow in my heart. From deep inside my heart, there is a rainbow singing. And when I let her, she lights up the room. And there is a rainbow dancer spinning in my soul. She is not afraid to show herself, show her spinning gold. And she is not afraid to welcome it all. I saw an owl this morning, and she taught me to see in the dark. She taught me not to respond with fear when fear knocks on the door of my heart. I welcome him in. Around his shoulders and say, I welcome you. Sing at the foot of the tree of my soul, I realize I have always been whole. There is nothing to change, nothing to fix. I am already all that I ever was and all I have to be. And as I sit and sing at the foot of my tree of life, I listen in. Because I am ready to trust the whisper of this song. I'm ready to remember that I belong. I am home. I trust my heart. I trust what my feelings have to say. I will not give this away. I trust my heart. I do not need to seek another. Trust the earth below and the sky above. I will listen and act on what I hear. I will listen and act on what I hear. And I let go. That does not feed my soul. I am floating on a rainbow.
The rainbow wings. That unfold from the center of the back of the heart space. Open out and wrap themselves like a blanket of light and care around. The white light that shines so brightly from the source of your being spirals through the prism of your heart, casting rainbow dancing shapes through your whole body. And as you breathe in to that rainbow heart of yours, there is a feeling of expanse, as if the colours are so bright and open. And as you breathe out, allowing yourself to sink back into the white light of the source. And as you breathe in, feeling those shards of light break into a million colours, opening out through your heart, and as you breathe out, resting back into the oneness of the white light, expanding open to the myriad of stained glass window colours, and resting back down into the depth of the source of oneness. And how would it be to rest in the centre of both those places at the same time? That you are full of colour and empty and grounded at the same time. Tingling with creativity and yet fully rested in the source of your being. And as that heart rests, held by the rainbow wings of your soul, there is a song of wisdom that is so quiet and tender that only now, when you still the chatter of the mind, can you hear it. As you listen closer, it becomes louder and louder. And that wisdom, that song, fills every cell of your body. It becomes louder and louder that you cannot ignore it anymore. Who you are is who you are, and it fills every part. And suddenly there's nowhere else to be, and no one else to be, and there's absolutely no one to please, because this is you. And you can listen inwards in any moment in your life. You always can. You are blessed with this rainbow body. And you meet fear and death with full love and surrender. You meet darkness with the wisdom of an owl's night vision. And you open your rainbow wings to it all and embrace, because it's all teaching. They are all teachers. And you respond with nothing but love. And allowing that breath to deepen, feeling your bones on the floor and the blood moving. Held by the daffodils and the trees and the squirrels. Feeling yourself on this floor with this network of mycelium running underneath. And awakening little by little, gently, gently, poco a poco, to this room. Spending our time together, taking your time as this practice of Yoga Nidra begins to come to a close, sweetly and gently.